Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Ashley Lang broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road with Straight Talk. Selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's multi-award-winning public affairs program.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Of course, this is presented to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, and you can find out more about them online at andersongriggs.com. We also want to thank Piedmont Medical Center, who's also with us, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And now I want to introduce my guest today. This is very cool. I'm very excited to have some Winthrop alumni. I'm also an alumni of Winthrop with us today. But John Bloomberg, who's an adjunct professor of entrepreneurship and small, and he's also with the Small Development Business Center, along with two of his interns, Matthew Funderburk, okay, and Val. I'm going to try to do this right. Valentina Volushna. Did I get it right? All right. Good job. All right. So I want to start with you, John. First, just tell us about the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center.
It is a program that is really there to serve the public and to assist the people that own businesses. And so the SBDC is, as I mentioned, it's a federal and state program. And so what we are is essentially like the consulting arm of the Small Business Administration. The SBA is more of a lending organization, or it deals with banks, and it's also an entity that does a lot with disaster recovery, as we've seen in this area after the hurricane. So the SBDC is the consultants that are on the ground in every state that basically assist small businesses directly. And so we are here to serve the public. There are 60-something consultants in the state of South Carolina. I work out of the Winthrop region, which is an area surrounding this part of the state, going all the way down to Myrtle Beach. But then there's a Clemson, a USC, and a South Carolina State region. We have, like I mentioned, about 60 or so people advising clients all over this area. And so our clients are small businesses that are existing, or in some cases startups. And you would say we are, you know, there to help to provide an economic impact. Our sole mission is to help grow the South Carolina economy through assistance to small businesses.
So, John, what constitutes as a small business? What does that look like?
That's a good question. We go by the SBA's tables that basically say here's what is officially considered a small business, but it depends upon the industry. It depends upon the NACE code, or the code that identifies an industry. And basically it can be anything from a startup, depending upon the type of industry a business is in. It could be up to like a $40 million company. It could be a company that's got, you know, 50 or more employees. It just really depends upon what the SBA's definition is.
And I do know that you are also an adjunct professor of entrepreneurship here.
Yes.
At Winthrop. Explain what that means and how the two kind of work together.
That's a good question. So we, since we are housed by the university, and that's part of the match of funding that the state provides to put this program in place, that's a federal program, basically our goal is to be as close with the College of Business as possible. And so we teach in the College of Business. We use students within the College of Business or within the university as a whole. And our goal is just to provide an ability to bring up students to learn a little bit more about entrepreneurship and to provide services to the businesses that we work with.
Do you think that, and maybe Val or Matthew, y'all could answer this too, do you think that being an entrepreneur is something that is in someone, or do you think that is something that can be learned or obtained? John, I'll let you start, and then I'll go from the student's perspective.
That's a great question. It really depends. I've seen both. I think that some people end up inheriting businesses, mm-hmm. for example, in their family. Maybe they have entrepreneurship within their family, and they kind of rise to the occasion as they take on the mantle. I think there are a lot of skills that can be taught that can be taught to anybody who's thinking of being an entrepreneur. But in some cases, there are characteristics of individuals that want to drive through problems and understand the sacrifice it typically takes to run your own business or to start your own business.
Matthew, how do you answer that question? And is having a small business something that maybe you want to do one day?
I think that I agree with John. You can go both ways. Kind of the students that I meet on campus and the interns that we have here, you can kind of see the entrepreneurial spirit grow. Even in myself, before I started working here, I knew at some point I think I wanted a small business or to start a business. But kind of in my industry that I'm going into, it's going to take a while to get to that point. Here, learning this, I didn't think through all the steps in the process before I was here. So being here, I think, kind of enhances the thought that you don't have to be born with it per se, but you can grow through learning and being in classes. Like I took John's class last semester or a couple semesters ago, and also an undergrad at Winthrop, and that's I think kind of where it started. That's one of the reasons I'm here now. But even before that, I know I had a little bit of like a sprinkle of it. I think it just has to develop. So like I agree with John. He's seen it both ways.
Val, explain where you are.
I think that it depends. Somebody could be born with this desire to have entrepreneurial future or the spirit, but I still think that there's a lot of skills that you need to learn. And, Small Business Development Center at Winthrop, we're here to help the entrepreneurs to kind of guide them on a specific path. There's some roadblocks that could be on the way. To go back to your question, I feel like it's both, but you really have to be dedicated and work on like discipline, structure in your business, consistency, and roadblocks.
I think what's so fascinating about this too, and John, we were talking a little bit about this before we turned the microphones on, but when I was at Winthrop, you know, I had friends or roommates that were business majors, but it wasn't like a normal conversation that people would say when we were 20, 21, 22 years old, oh yeah, I'm going to be a small business owner, or I'm an entrepreneur, and, you know, I've come up with this. We would take classes sometimes where people would, you know, kind of spark that. But how have you seen that grow in the last 20, 25 years for this to now actually be a concentration?
Yeah, it's evolved. I started a business in probably 1998, and people thought I was crazy at that time, and it was a software company. And so a lot of times it was, the thought process is, why would you start a business, or, you know, you can get much more security working for another business. And so the colleges and universities weren't as focused on entrepreneurial programs, let's say, at that time frame. But since that time, especially with a lot of tech companies and the need to see education in this arena, you know, you've seen a lot of universities grow entrepreneurial programs that are very strong. And I'd like to say that at Winthrop we're doing some really cool stuff and trying to evolve the program and make that a real resource for students that have to have an understanding that going into entrepreneurship means you're about a mile wide in the things that you have to study, but you're about an inch deep in the fact, you know, all of these different courses you have to take. Or as an entrepreneur, there's so many things for you to know, from finance to HR to management to marketing to operations, you name it, you're the one that's putting all that in place.
Right.
And so there's really, these are great programs for people who think they're going to head that direction, like what these guys have talked about, and need to have just a basis of understanding, and then they can deep dive into the areas that will really help them in the future. But
right.
it's definitely an evolving field.
So they graduate with their entrepreneurship degree, and they do open up that small business, or they take on, like you said, maybe a family business, and they need some help. So they come to the SBDC, and they now become one of your clients.
That's right.
What does that look like? Walk us through that.
So it depends upon where they are in their journey and what their goals are. And so initially what we talked to them is about is what are you trying to accomplish? What are your goals? And then we assess kind of where they're at and where we can start coming alongside and plugging in. A lot of what we do is education. A lot of it is training. A lot of it is, you know, just advising based upon experience or what we've seen with other businesses or in the businesses that we've run. And so it doesn't look the same for every company. It's somewhat different. Now, what we love about the Catalyst crew, which I know these guys you'll talk more about, but these guys are leading that group and they are part of the Catalyst crew, is that we can then talk to the companies that we deal with more strategically about what they're doing from a marketing or a finance or accounting perspective. Okay. And the whole goal is to build up knowledge and to assist them with maybe a small project of some sort, but to get them fishing for themselves. So you can teach somebody to fish or you can fish for them. Our goal is to do a little bit of it for them and then send them to points where they're learning more and are able to handle it themselves.
So before we get to the Catalyst crew, explain the staff that you have at the SBDC.
Okay. So there are, so the region director, Tom George, is at Winthrop as well. And we all work under the dean of the business school. And so Tom is our director. He's director all the way down to Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
And in the staff that I have here, there are two other advisors, and we handle a 5-county area from Cherokee to Lancaster and Chester, York and Union. And basically, those individuals are advisors. And then in addition, we have the Catalyst crew, which is 2 graduate associates that are getting their MBAs and 6 other undergraduate interns. And that is a little project group or agency or where they take on, you know, work with clients.
Okay, and so now I'm gonna ask Matthew and Val all about the Catalyst crew. So you are the graduate assistants for, you said, 4 undergrad students who are part of the crew with you. Is that correct? Just making sure I'm setting this up right. So what does a day look like as part of the Catalyst crew? Because I know that you're also having to take classes and go to school. So how are you managing all that? What does that look like as you're also trying to get your degree?
Okay, so I'll start. There is an opportunity at Winthrop University to become a graduate associate in your master's program. So what that looks like is you apply for that position. It could be anywhere in school. Like there's International Center, there is a Small Business Development Center, there's other positions you can work at, library, I guess. So it depends on the student. I was interested with working with small businesses and learning more about that. So that is why my choice was to apply for that graduate assistant position.
Okay.
And I was lucky I got accepted. And we are assistants to the consultants, so to John, Tom, and 2 other associates. And we also project manage the Catalyst crew, so the 6 undergraduate students that we have. The day for us looks like, okay, we have to be in the office Monday through Thursday. Friday is mostly remote day for us.
For your interviews, of course, right?
Yeah, right. handle a lot of background stuff. So like putting events on our website, scheduling social media, meeting with the undergraduate students. We usually meet with them on Thursdays and Tuesdays for an hour or two to kind of just get the track of like where we are in the projects and get them moving to help our clients. We work on flyers and mail them out to the counties every month. What else?
Are you also working, Matthew? I'll let you scooch that mic over. Matthew, do you also work with some of the SBDC clients? And what does that look like?
So we get our clients from John or some of the other consultants. They'll send us, send them over to us. And at our job as GAs is to meet with the consultant and get all the information we need to kind of meet with the client first off. So we facilitate the meeting with the client and our interns to kind of start to get everybody to meet, get some information that we need. We always start with their marketing or their like the basics. So we go to their core values of their business and we build up from there to deliverables that we can kind of work on for them. And most of the time it's like a smooth transition. So we get all the information we need from the consultant. We run things up and down this chain of command, you can say. And it always ends with, I'd say we usually try to get at least one little project done for these clients. Like I can say, we've done marketing campaigns. We've helped where we help their marketing. And then we don't just send them off on their own. Usually we also give them training on what exactly we did, as well as other things that they can do to help their small business along. So it can be anywhere from a website development to marketing to what else do we do?
Flyers.
Yeah, we help with flyers, but things like that. I think one of the bigger things we do is develop websites for these clients, and then we kind of teach them how to continue that on. So like as John was saying, it's not just fishing for them. It's kind of help them, teach them how to fish so they can continue it. And I've only been here for a year now, but I've heard clients or our interns have talked to other clients or met with them in person, ones that we worked with like 6-7 months ago, and they continue some of these things that we do for them. So it's kind of good to see in practice that teaching these clients some of the things that we're helping them with kind of actually blossoms and helps them in the future.
What have you learned as being a part of the Catalyst crew, or maybe something that was a misconception that maybe isn't true, or anything that you've learned to say, hey, this is something that I do want to do versus maybe something that I don't want to do?
Oh my goodness. I can say I thought it was a little bit easier to have a business. And now that you kind of see all the inner workings, so like working with all these small businesses, you can see where things went wrong, where things went really right, where they might need a change in direction or just a little bit of a, push. But before working here, I never could have thought that it was this deep. I know I thought about opening a business here and there, but I'm glad that I've talked to John, I've worked here, so now I can see the intricacies and how hard I would have failed without putting all the effort into it if I did get into it. I think that's the biggest thing. Just it's so deep. There's so much to learn, but it's kind of beautiful whenever you're learning it. And we talked to some of these clients that are really, really passionate about what they do. And kind of sensing that, it kind of pushes you along. It's like, well, I really like this. I want to get into it and seeing how they're passionate about their little project and their little business. It kind of, I don't know, starts the fire inside or starts the light.
Right. What about you, Val?
Okay, so some of the things I've learned is that for business perspective, I think it's all about strategy. Like Matthew mentioned, what is your core values? Who are you? Like, who are you serving? Who is your target market? Who is your competition? Those are some important things that business really needs to kind of move forward with everything else, like logos, website, social media, because if they have those basics and the strategies in place, I feel like it's more streamlined to promote what you're trying to sell, who are you trying to sell it to? So that as far as the business. And then another thing I learned just for me personally as working as a graduate associate is I really like project management.
Okay.
I feel like I didn't know that I could be good at this, but I like meeting with our undergraduate students and kind of seeing where they are on a timeline. What are some roadblocks? And I feel like those are some things that John and Tom have empowered us to do. And definitely we have some opportunities that maybe if we were to go in a corporate world wouldn't happen like right after school. Maybe in a management position I would be able to project manage and maybe like do some evaluations or have an opportunity to like interview someone. But with this position and this job, we have the opportunity to have that. So I feel like that's amazing. So I'm really
grateful
for that.
That is amazing. And with that, we're going to take a really quick mid-program break and remind everyone that you're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And from Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill, Common Sense Intelligent Investment for Conservative Investors. You can find out more about them online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy for 60 years, Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road. And what we do right here at Substation 2 is special. We want everyone to come in and see what we do. And the way that we do that is right here on these white letters right here on this shirt. We want everyone to tell us with them. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Soup, here it is. Soup, here it is. Fight those cold weather chills with a cup of hot soup at Substation 2. We serve a rotating selection of flavors and never know what we feel like fixing, but it's all delicious. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winter.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And we are back here live at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across the street from Winthrop. We're talking to Professor John Blomberg from the SBDC, Small Business Development Center, as well as some interns who work with him, Val and Matthew. So, again, thank you guys for being here. John, if you would tell us, maybe, I know that you can't name specific companies, but you have worked, what are the results that you've seen from the SBDC here in York County or the Tri-County area?
Sure. From this area, the SBDC consultants are just that. They're business consultants paid by the state and the federal government to work with small businesses. Our goal is to help grow those businesses, to help grow the South Carolina economy, and to grow jobs. And so we do that through technical assistance to these businesses. And so it could be a pure startup, or it could be an existing business that's looking for some more expertise or figuring out how to go through a growth cycle, or, you know, they want to go from one person to multiple employees. And so we're a resource that's free that they can engage, and we usually will assign a primary consultant to work with them. And those individuals will answer questions like, do I need to get a business license? What is an LLC? If I needed to build a marketing strategy, what would that look like? It could be many different topics. Usually they center around finance and accounting and budgeting, which is critical to small businesses, and marketing. Those are the two areas that we see, you know, sales and marketing is the lifeblood for a business, and then keeping up with what you're doing from a, you know, a budgetary and an expense perspective is really important. So we're technical advisors who can come in and talk to individuals about that, and it's confidential, private, and free. The Catalyst crew is oftentimes brought in when we identify that there's some effort that needs to be done, such as maybe analysis of books or marketing. That's the two areas that we see the most. And when it comes to marketing, it's teaching new skills to small business owners and figuring out how they're doing as far as, you know, getting to the clients that they want to be doing business with.
And I know that you said this is free, which is unbelievable. I mean, that this is a free program. Mm-hmm. How long does it take to kind of go through the program? Is it something that, you know, they get to talk with you guys three times and then you kind of turn them loose? Do you walk alongside with them for a couple of months or until you feel like you can kind of let them go? What does that look like?
Well, the reality is that entrepreneurship isn't for everyone. And so you will see a fall off of individuals. They'll realize they're either undercapitalized or maybe they don't know the market as well as they thought. And our goal is to help them, you know, also not fail and to, you know, to identify where their strengths lie, to see if they can be successful with it. So I would say there is a fall off of individuals, but we're very much a program where we're at their, where they need us.
You meet them where they are.
We meet them where they are. And so if they, you know, our schedules are not set in stone, there's no one specific program for these people. And usually they're contacting us and signing up on our, you know, calendars to actually meet. That's a great question. There are trainings that we have that are, you know, available in many cases that are more program specific, but we're acting more as business consultants.
And that leads us into the next question. I know that you have some trainings coming up, so you want to tell us about those?
Yeah, definitely. So the SBDC, the South Carolina SBDC, holds trainings that are, you know, in person, they're online in some cases, and they can be found at scsbdc.com's website. And then we also have a training calendar that's on the Winthrop Region's website, which is winthropregionalsbdc.org. Or you can just Google Winthrop SBDC. You'll see our website, and you'll see that we do training just with whatever is interesting to the public that they think will help them and what we see is valuable to small businesses. So it could be QuickBooks 101. It could be how to use AI with marketing. But coming up, we do have training that's going to be available and an opportunity for a fair that's primarily for businesses that are hoping to do business with different local governments, the state government, the city governments, the counties, etc. And so at our website, there is a link for events, and there is a listing there for government contracting. And so we're making this available for individuals and small businesses that are looking to do business with the governments. And we're working very closely with the procurement officers, or the people who purchase from all of these different entities, and pulling together a fair where they will be able to meet with those individuals, the buyers, the purchasers. And so it could be all kinds of different small businesses that want to know, how do you do business with the County of York, for example?
Okay. And then, so that there's one training on April 15th and then another one in May. Is that correct?
There's a training that we have. It's just a panel discussion on April 15th that will be in downtown Rock Hill. And then we have a Meet the Buyers Government Contracting Fair.
Okay.
That's going to be on May 6th, and it's at Winthrop University. And that's going to be a relatively large conference where we're bringing in all the procurement officers.
All right. And quick, real fast, a website they can reach out to you. Matthew, I'll let you.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
So, as John said, our website's winthropregionalsbdc.org. There's a section that you can sign up for consulting as well as learn about the Catalyst crew. We have a couple things. And another kind of subsection to all of our events that we update monthly.
Okay. All right. Well, that's at the end of our program. Thank you both for being here, or all three of you for being here. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders, Anderson Griggs Investments. And again, we want to say another shout out to Substation 2 across the street from Winthrop University. And what do we do here is end these letters on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Garden.